弟兄姊妹，我们开头先读一处圣经。
Let's read a passage, a verse.
这上次我有读到的。
We read this before.
在以弗所书第一章十七、十八节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17-18.
以弗所书一章十七、十八节。
Ephesians 1:17-18.
念就好，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, but that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
弟兄姊妹，我上次提到一件事情，叫做属灵的看见。
Brothers and sisters, I mentioned the last time about spiritual seeing.
其实我今天要继续。
I want to continue on this topic.
我想当初主给我这个感觉跟负担的时候。
When the Lord first gave me this burden, this feeling about sharing this, I was kind of a little anxious.
对，我怕讲了以后很像读那种无字天书那种。
I'm afraid that when I'm sharing this, it's like talking about something that nobody will understand.
对我照着我有限的经历跟认识呢，我希望也把弟兄姊妹带进一个属灵的。
With my limited experience and my limited understanding, I would like to bring brothers and sisters into the spiritual enlightenment.
对，我刚刚念的这段圣经哈。
So this passage I read earlier.
你会看见说，我们好像知道主。
It seems that we know the Lord.
可是呢，他这边需要。
But here we see that we need the Holy Spirit that we may truly know Him.
然后我们好像知道我们得的恩典那个指望啊，很丰盛。
It seems that we know that this grace it's very rich. It's abundant.
对，但是呢，就是说我们好像知道，但是。 但是又不是真的知道。
Even though we seem to know that the hope of his calling, but yet it seems like we don't know.
对，除非我们里面那个属灵的眼睛被打开的时候，你就看见说你是真的看见。Unless
our inner eye, our spiritual eyes, are open, then we truly see.
其实这是一个保罗心中一个深处的祷告。This
is a prayer deep in Paul's heart.
所以这边是告诉弟兄姊妹说，我们有一件事情是里面有个属灵的眼睛。
Here it shows us one thing that in us there is this spiritual eyes.
然后我们需要用这个属灵的眼睛看见主给我们的话语跟主给我们的恩典。We
need this spiritual eyes to see what God gives us in His Word and His grace.
当我们看见的时候，你就发现你就进入那个神话语里面的实际。
When we see, then we'll go to we'll enter into the reality of God's word.
上次我们弟兄讲到，我们是被主拣选，对不对？
The last time our brother speaks about how we are being elected by God.
好，弟兄姊妹，现在我们知道我们是被主选出来的。We
know now that we have been elected, we have been chosen out, by God.
但是我们的感觉是怎么样？
But how do we feel?
其实圣经上有一句话，他说，他从千万人当中拣选我。There
is this passage here that tells us in the Bible that out of the millions He has chosen us.
表示这个写这句话的人呢，他好像对于主的拣选这件事情呢，有一点看见。It
shows us that this person who wrote this part has he sees God's election.
所以。 它里面就蒸发一个怎么讲一个深处的感恩。
out of him, you know, within the depth of his heart, he has this thanksgiving.
然后他就觉得很奇妙，有千万个人呢，我没有是我不是最好。
He's amazed that, you know, among the millions, he's not the best.
但是主竟然拣选我。
And yet God chose me.
所以他对主的拣选这件事情呢，他里面就有一个深处的看见跟感谢。
And in him, you know, there is he sees it and he's full of thanksgiving.
然后我上次举的例子就是说讲到救恩的宝贵。
And I also give us this example about precious gift of salvation.
对，我们都知道救恩很宝贵，这表面都知道。
We all know on the surface that the salvation is precious.
但我们里面是不是真的觉得，真的体会到那个救恩是真的宝贵？
But do we indeed feel it? You know, feel that the salvation is so precious within us?
所以当主开我们眼睛的时候，我们就看见，哇，我今天得着的真的是超过我们所能够想到的。
If the Lord will open our eyes to see, you know, that today what I have in me, it's so beyond my understanding.
然后当我们都知道说主要再来，对不对？
We all know that the Lord is coming again.
但是主的再来对我的生活有什么影响？
But what influence does it have in my life?
常常是没有影响。
Many times there is no influence.
表示说对这件事实哈。
It shows that, you know, this reality of we have not seen.
所以当我们真的看见主再来,
if we indeed see that the Lord is coming,
我们看见说我们要向他负责,
that we have to be responsible,
我们就发现说我们要在今天的生活当中要谨慎,
if we know that we have to answer to him, then we will be very careful in our living today.
然后存着敬畏的心,
That we have the fear of the Lord to live before Him every day.
所以真的是这样子。
It's indeed this way.
就像约伯讲的，过去风闻有你，但是今天我亲眼看见。
Just like when Job, you know, before that he had only heard about the Lord, but today he sees the Lord.
过去我好像知道一些圣经的事实。
Maybe in the past, I've only known the truth in the Bible.
但今天在这件事情上面，主开了我的眼睛。
But today in this matter, the Lord opened my eyes.
然后就发现我碰到这件事实，碰见主。
But you know, I realized that I've touched reality. I've touched the Lord.
然后我真的看见他了。
I truly see Him.
所以属灵的看见好，能够带进我们生活生命的改变。
So spiritual seeing can bring change into our lives.
所以 它会改变我们生活的方向、目标跟态度。
It'll change our life's direction, our goal and our attitude.
对，我举一个我生活上的例子。
I'll give you an example of my own life.
对，当我在找那个太太的时候。
When I was looking for myself.
对，是，啊，现在。
She's here today.
我本来以为她不在。
I thought she was not in here.
对，所以刚开始的时候，主给我看见，真的看见，说时候还没到。
In the beginning, the Lord have shown me that the time is not right yet.
然后当时候到的时候呢，主又让我看见，就是这一位。
And when the time is you know, it's the time, God also showed me that this is the one.
对，但是生活的例子让我好像在这个决定当中。
That you know, in this daily life, this example, God has shown me clearly that you know this is it.
好，那个大家知道，好，那个退休会，我们弟兄要讲做主门徒的基本训练。
You know, in the retreat, our brother is going to share the basic training of being God's disciple.
今天啊，我要用彼得当一个例子。
I want to use Peter as an example.
就讲到说做门徒好，跟这个属灵的看见当中的关系。
The relationship between being a disciple and spiritual seeing.
当然，我们知道做门徒啊，有很多事情要操练。We
know that we have to exercise many things as a disciple.
有一件事情是中心的。
One thing is it's a center.
就是要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从主。
That we have to lay down ourselves, bear our cross to follow him.
然后你会发现呢，在这个 十字架的功，我今天不强调十字架。
I'm not going to emphasize on the cross today.
但是做门徒背后都有十字架的工作。
But when you're a disciple, there is the work of the cross behind it.
啊，在罗马书里面我们可以看见哈，十字架把我们带到圣灵的工作。
In the book of Romans, it shows us that the cross will bring us into the work of the Holy Spirit.
啊，其实圣灵也安排环境把我们带到十字架的工作。
The Holy Spirit also designed circumstances to bring us into the work of the cross.
然后当十字架把我们带进那个圣灵的工作里的时候
，When the cross brings us into the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣经上有句话，他说啊，我们的灵哈就是耶和华的灯。
The Bible speaks of our spirit being the Lamb of God, the Lamb of the Lord.
所以当那个圣灵在我们里面工作的时候，你会发现里面有灯。
When the Holy Spirit is working within us, we see that in us there is this light.
他就把我们带进一个属灵的看见里面。
It brings us into the spiritual scene.
然后你会在这个过程当中哈，你就越来越明亮。
And through this process, you know, we get it's brighter and brighter.
然后就越来越成熟。
And we mature.
好，所以这个做门徒哈跟属灵的看见的关系。
This relationship between being a disciple and spiritual seeing.
然后在这个属灵看见里面呢，就分两个部分。
And this spiritual seeing, there are two parts.
一个是认识自己。
To know yourself.
一个是认识主。
And to know the Lord.
也就是说，你过去哈不太知道，你以为你认识自己，其实不太认识自己。
In the past, we may think that we know ourselves, but indeed, we do not know.
所以主的亮光进来的时候，你就发现哦，原来我是这样一个情况，这样一个人。
When the light of God enters our hearts, we see that, you know, oh, I am such a person.
然后你就发现，哦，原来我看见了我自己的本相。
And I see who I really am.
然后另外一方面呢，主也开我们眼睛，叫我们看见主自己。
But the Lord also opened our eyes and see Himself.
我们过去知道主是很好。
We see that, you know, in the past we see that God is really good.
当我们直接看见他的时候，我们就看见他是。真的美丽，真的美好。
But when we will truly see him, we see that he is beautiful and he is indeed good.
所以在这个过程里面，哈，主就带领我们一方面认识自己，一方面也认识主。
In the process, God helps us to know ourselves and know him.
这个彼得哈是主的门徒。
Peter is God's was Jesus' disciple.
在主带领他。
The Lord lead him.
然后主训练他
He trained him.
所以在他在跟主的这个三年多的时间里面，主用耐心的，那个一直的扶持他。
During those three years, God with patience helped him.
我记得我在那个比较一些年之前哈读过一本书。
In a years back, I read this book.
那个是江弟兄他可能讲到记录，自堂讲到记录叫做基督的门徒。
Part of the messages, it's speaking about being Christ's disciple.
它里面就是用彼得做门徒这件事情，讲到主怎么带领他们。
It speaks of you know, at Peter as the disciples, how the Lord led them.
对，我记得，就可能有些书看了会流泪。
Some books when we read, we cried.
但是我记得。我看了会流泪书几乎是传记跟见证。
The books I read, you know, that I actually cried was biographies and testimonies.
但这本书我看了之后，我不晓得在过程当中我感觉很感动。
But while I was reading this book, I was also very touched.
那个，我们今天就看用彼得这个门徒哈，我们来看主怎么借由属灵的看见带领他成为主的门徒。
We'll look here. Look in Peter's life, how the Lord brought him to be his disciple.
我们先看马太福音第四章十八节。
We'll read Matthew 4:18.
马太福音四章十八节对。
Matthew chapter 4:18.
马太福音四章十八到二十，我念一次。耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
18 through 20, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him.
照我的理解好，这应该是彼得第一次碰见耶稣。
My understanding is that this is the first time Peter met the Lord.
所以彼得是打鱼的。
So, Peter was a fisherman.
所以第一次耶稣碰见他的时候呢，就叫他来跟着主。
When Jesus first seen him, he asked him to come follow him.
但是好，当我们
When we look at Luke chapter 5,
路加福音第五章第一节,
chapter 5, verse 1.
所以我 我把第五章第一节到十一节念，那可能英文就对不起，就略过。
From verse 1 to 11, we'll read in Chinese.
路加福音第五章一到十一节，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船，洗网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸。 就坐下，从船上教训众人。讲完了，被西门说：“把船开到水深之处下网打鱼。”西门说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网也揭裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助他。他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去。西门彼得看见。 就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西皮泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的，跟从了耶稣。
照我的领会哈, From my understanding,
上一次呢，主看见他们在撒网, 所以主呼召了他们一次。
When the Lord see them casting their nets, God called them.
但是这一次可能应该是不同的一次。
This time is a different time.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会发现彼得又跑回去打鱼了。
We see that Peter has went back to be a fisherman.
所以那时候主来的时候，他们正在洗网。
So when the Lord Jesus was there, they were washing their nets.
所以彼得哈，在这一次呢，他在跟从路上呢，其实这是一次的危机。This
time in his following the Lord, this is a crisis here.
对，我今天要讲到彼得三次的事情。Honestly,
the three different times of Peter.
这三次呢，都是彼得的危机。All
three times are his crisis.
然后弟兄姊妹会看到哈。 主耶稣有一次在湖边，然后他在讲道。
One time, the Lord Jesus was by the lake, speaking.
那个很有主这个把一个船哈开远一点，在那边讲。
He asked them to bring the ship out, and then to speak to the people.
对，那艘是彼得的船。That
was Peter's boat.
有可能主耶稣讲的就是那个撒种的比喻。
Maybe he was speaking about the parable of the sower.
然后呢，讲完之后呢，主就多做了一件事情。After
he had spoken that, he did one more thing.
他说：“彼得啊，我们把船开到水深的地方去打鱼吧。”He
asked Peter to launch out into the deep.
然后彼得就说：“哎呀，主啊，我是个渔夫，我昨天晚上已经劳累整夜，都没有什么都没有打到。”
But Peter told him, you know, Master, I'm a fisherman. You know, I have toiled all night, and I have nothing.
但是你是夫子，我就勉强打一下鱼。But
since you're the master, I will just go.
所以出乎彼得的意料之外，竟然网了许多的鱼。
But beyond his expectation, you know, that they caught a lot of fish.
到了一个地步啊，两只船几乎都要沉下去。
And at a point, almost, you know, all the boat ships were almost sank.
然后很稀奇的，彼得就有一个反应。
It's amazing that Peter had such a reaction.
他说啊，主啊，你离开我，我是个罪人。
He said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
然后到了最后那个五章十一节的时候呢
？And at the end, in chapter 5, verse 11.
然后他们。主就呼召他们说你要得人，所以这一次呢，彼得他就全心的跟随主。
You know when the Lord wants them to be fishermen, man, this time they forsook all and followed him.
所以这件事情在讲什么呢
？What does this tell us?
其实这件事情整件事情的一个目的哈。
The whole purpose of this message.
主耶稣要彼得来跟从他。
The Lord Jesus wants Peter to follow him.
要做门徒跟从他。
To be a disciple to follow him.
你会发现哈，当那个主耶稣在前面讲一段话的时候呢，也许彼得听见，我相信彼得听见。
You might see that maybe when Jesus was speaking before, Peter has heard about it.
但对彼得这个人来讲，好像没有一个很强大的一个impact， 就是很强大一个在他心中造成一个很大的影响。
Even though Peter has heard it, but yet it has no impact on him.
所以我们的主呢，特别要再做一件事情。
So Lord has to do another thing.
然后要他打鱼。
To go fish.
那为什么要他打鱼啊
？Why does he make him do that?
所以弟兄姊妹这边有一个原则。
There's some principle here, brothers and sisters.
彼得在打鱼这件事情哈，到底。看见了什么东西
In this matter of fishing, what did Peter see?
你知道吗？彼得这个人，也许他没有什么学问。
Maybe he has not much education.
然后，但是他最擅长的就是打鱼。
But he is really good in fishing.
也就是说，他的这个人的这个能力上面呢，天然能力上面最强的一点就是打鱼。
His natural strength, you know, is the best is to fish.
对，也许他可以观察这个海边的湖边的情况，观察这个鱼群的这个分散的情况，可以去打鱼。
Maybe he knows about the you know observe the lake and the fish, and he knows the time you can go fishing.
啊，但是很稀奇的时候，前一晚，因为打鱼最好是在晚上或是凌晨，对不对
？We know that it's best to fish during the night, kind of In the middle of the night?
A dawn?
Maybe we should ask our brother who can fish.
所以
you know, through the night, maybe that was the easiest time to fish.
然后等到主在那边已经讲到完的时候，可能已经不晓得早上什么时候或是中午之后了。
Maybe after the Lord finished speaking, it's probably in the morning or in the noon.
对，那可能不是最好打鱼的。
Maybe not the best time to fish.
所以保罗那个彼得心中就想说，哎呀，你这个我是个渔夫，你是个读书夫，你是个夫子，我这个打鱼还需要你来教我。
Peter might have felt, you know, I'm the fisherman, you are just a teacher. Do I have to listen to you teach me how to fish?
但既然我尊敬你是夫子呢，我就勉强下了。
But I respect you as the teacher, and I will let down the net.
所以你会发现哈，彼得在这件事情上面，他发现他最有把握、最有自信的这一点呢，好像被主对付到。
He seemed to be dealt with, and the thing that you know he was full of confidence.
啊，弟兄姊妹啊，就应用在我们身上。
You know, we can use this in our life.
啊，也许你是一个怎么讲呢？很会计划的人。
Maybe a one who knows how to plan.
那也许有一天主就让你有个情况哈，你计划的这个缜密周详，结果后来就不行。
Maybe the Lord will let you plan all out and it didn't work.
啊，或是说，也许你是一个某些方面技术很好的人。
Maybe a very skilled at something.
但是主就是让你有一件事情上面，你的技术问题就是解决不了。
But maybe the Lord is one thing, you know, just letting you can't, you know, your skill just can't be used.
也许你是一个身体还不很不错的人。
Maybe you're very good, you have very good health.
然后，但是有一天主就让你发现，有一件事情是让你，体力上面、身体上面没办法克服的事情。
Maybe your Lord will use one thing to let you can overcome physically.
很多的情况。
There are many situations.
弟兄姊妹，也许你有某一些方面哈，你是最有把握的。
Maybe some things you can make hold of very easily.
但是主在门徒的训练里面呢，他会让你发生一件事情，有一天这个事情你没有把握。
But during this training as a disciple, the Lord will, let you know that you can do it.
然后另外一方面，你发现彼得哈，他有点信不过主。
On the other hand, you see that Peter did not really fully believe the Lord.
也许在这个之前呢，他已经看过主行过一些神迹。
Maybe he has seen the Lord Jesus did some miracles.
也许治了病或者等等这些事情。
Maybe healing the sick, etc.
但是这一次呢，牵涉到他打鱼的最强的地方。
But this time it has to do with fishing. His strongest point.
对，他好像对主的信主那个方面呢，好像就信不过主。
And he couldn't bring himself to believe the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他看见自己的信不过主的时候
，When he see that he cannot believe the Lord，
然后他又看见说，他以为自己某些方面很不错的时候
，That he thinks that he's good at something，
所以他就发现说，然后主让他看见这一点，他不是这个样子。
The Lord shows that he is not what he thinks he is.
所以他看见一件事情说他是个罪人。
So he sees that one thing that he is a sinner.
然后他就发现说哇今天我好像真的碰见神了。
Seems that today, I have touched the Lord.
然后当一个人碰见神的时候呢第一个感觉就是你身上有罪。
When a person first touched God, the first feeling you have is that you have a sin, you have sin in your in you.
那个罪呢不是说你好像很普通的说承认有罪。
It's not just saying, I have sin.
你有感觉自己哇我是竟然是这么不信主的人。
You'll feel that, I'm such a person that cannot trust the Lord.
我竟然是这么一个好像是这么能够以为自己很行的人。
And I'm such a person that thinks that I can do anything.
所以当他面对看见这个情况的时候呢
When he sees this,
他就突然觉得说哇我不能接近主我不能接近这位神。
I cannot be close to this God.
我是我的罪罪根本不能让我来接近神。
My sin cannot let me draw close to God.
我觉得我不配。
I'm not worthy.
所以弟兄姊妹哈很稀奇彼得就有这样一个感觉。
It's amazing that Peter has this feeling in him, his sense.
弟兄姊妹你们觉得彼得是真的要主离开他吗
Do you feel that Peter really wants the Lord to depart from him?
其实不是的。
No.
他只是一个感觉说他配不上他要主但是他觉得他配不上。
He's just this feeling that he wants the Lord, but yet he's not worthy of him.
所以你会发现在这个过程里面呢主让彼得认识了自己。
You see that in this process, the Lord let Peter know himself.
他也认识了主能够在最不可能情况呢无中生有产生这么多鱼。
He also sees that the Lord out of nothing, has given all these fish.
所以当彼得在这个为什么彼得这是一个危机呢
？Why is this a crisis to Peter?
因为在早期的时候主已经呼召过他一次
It is because early on the Lord had called him
但是不知道我们不晓得什么原因他又回去打鱼
We don't know for what reason he has went back to be a fisherman
如果主这一次不让他有这次属灵的看见的话
If the Lord did not let him see the, have the spiritual thing this time
他也许就继续一辈子继续打鱼
Maybe he'll continue fishing all his life
但是当主借着这次的事情让他认识自己也认识神的时候呢
When the Lord used this thing to show to let him know himself and to know God
他们这一次呢就真的把船停了岸撇下所有跟从了耶稣
And indeed this time they pulled the ship up the shore forsook all and followed him.
他能够把自己那个养生的那个工具哈，那个船跟网就丢下去。
He just let go of, you know, one that whatever that is, that he earned a living, the ship, the net.
对，所以弟兄姊妹哈，当主开我们眼睛的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when the Lord opened our eyes.
你会发现彼得这一次真的把他的一生都交给主了。
Peter, put his whole life into God's hands.
你会发现从这次以后呢。
After this.
彼得虽然也有过软弱。
From this point forward, even though Peter has had, you know, weakness.
但是彼得没有就再也没有真正的离开过主。
He has not left the Lord.
所以我们感谢主，这次主开彼得的眼睛。
So we thank the Lord that this time the Lord opened Peter's eyes.
叫他一生能够跟从主。
That he'll follow him all his life.
我们再看他的第二次。
We'll see the second encounter.
这是我第二个例子。
A second example.
我们看约翰福音第六章二十六。
John chapter 6. Verse 26.
对，约翰福音六章二十六节。
John 6:26.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们找我，并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。”
Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled."
我会先念几处圣经，然后我会把它解释一下。
I'll read a few verses and then I'll explain it.
然后六章三十三到三十五。
Chapter 6, verses 33 to 35.
因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。他们说：“主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。”耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst.
然后四十一跟四十二节。
Verses 41-42.
犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论他说，这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们岂不认得吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？
The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven?
五十三跟五十四。
53-54.
耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉、喝我血的人，就有永生。在末日，我要叫他复活。”
Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day."
60-61.
60-61.
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？
Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is an hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Does this offend you?
66-69.
66-69.
从此他的门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，就知道你是神的圣者。
From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God.
好，这件事情是这样子。
So this matter is this.
主耶稣行了五饼二鱼的神迹之后。
After the Lord Jesus has done this miracle of the five loaves and two fish,
有些人觉得哇，这个跟着主真好，可以吃饼得饱。
Many feel good that you know if we follow the Lord Jesus, then we can have bread and be filled.
啊，这些人就 找去就要找主嘛，想要跟他，对不对
？They want to follow him. They look, they find him.
主耶稣说，你们找我呢，只是为了要吃外面的饼。
He said to them that you know, you look for me because you want the loaves.
然后主告诉他们说，其实有一件事情是，我是生命的粮。
But the Lord tells them that I am the bread of life.
然后我是天上的粮赐下来给你们的。
Then this bread from that came down from heaven to give life to you.
啊，这些人听不懂。
They don't understand.
然后犹太人。认耶稣的时候就说，哎，他不是我的邻居吗
？And the Jews who saw him said, you know, they recognized him as their neighbors.
然后这个他爸爸妈妈我都认识，
we,
他怎么是天上来的
？We know his father and we know his mother. How does he say that? You know, he's from the heavens.
然后主耶稣又说了一句话，
so、the,
又说一些话。
The Lord Jesus said some more.
你要吃我的肉，喝我的血，才能够有永生。
He went on to tell them that you have to eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, and then you have eternal life.
哇，这个话一听出来，很多人听不下去。
And they, when they hear this word, you know, they can't stand it.
不仅是别人听不下去。
Not just the other people.
有一些跟从主的人也听不下去。
But some who follow him cannot hear this anymore.
所以他们听不下去怎么办呢？他们就退去，不再跟主同行。
So what did they do? They went back and walked no more with him.
然后主耶稣就问彼得说：“你也是这样子吗？你也要退去吗？”
So Jesus asked Peter, the disciples of Peter that you know, will you also go away?
然后彼得就说：“你有永生之道，我们归从谁呢？”
But Peter said, you know, you in you there's the words of eternal life. Who shall we follow?
哎，弟兄姊妹，这个彼得这次也有一个危机。
This is another crisis for Peter.
如果他像其他那些人一样，好像觉得这个话很难懂。
If he like other people feel that you know this word is hard to understand.
然后难以接受。
It's difficult to receive.
他可能也可以退去，不再与主同行。
Maybe he can went back and no longer follow Jesus.
所以哈，我们发现这边有一些人。
We see some different people.
啊，有一些人哈，他只看见他那个外面的需要。
Some only see their needs on the outwardly needs.
就是说，他只要主能够给他吃饱、工作、婚姻，给他生活富足就可以了。
That the Lord just give abundance in the life, to have food to eat, to have a job and to have a marriage.
对，然后主说 ，No， 你们不能只停留在这个地方。
The Lord Jesus said, No， you can't just stop here.
然后有些人从那个主的肉身认识他，他是他的邻居，他是他的爸爸妈妈。
And some people know him from you know his being
and
his life that's just my neighbor. I know your father and mother.
他把当作一位历史的人物来认识。
Just knowing Jesus as one of a historical figure.
然后有一些人呢，看主的时候，他不明白属灵的事情。
And some when they see Jesus, they do not understand spiritual things.
因为主耶稣说，我的肉可吃，我的血是可喝的。
Because Jesus said, you know, my flesh, you can eat my flesh, and you can drink of my blood.
他是讲到说，我们要接受主的生命。
He's talking about that you can receive the Lord's life.
他不是说当场那个主耶稣就马上肉割下两指，不是这个意思。
Not that you know to literally cut off the flesh and drink of the blood.
但是你会发现，当这些人对主的话听了，却没有看见的时候。
But when these people they heard what Jesus said and they did not see.
我的感觉就是说他们有我有两个感觉。
I feel two things.
一个是跟不上去，一个是跟不下去。
They can't catch what the Lord is saying, and
我解释一下。
Okay.
那个跟不上去就是说，主耶稣要他们已经认识到这个地步呢，他们够不上去。
It's that you know the Lord wants them to know so much, and yet they can't get.To that part.
所以他们对主的认识好像停留在很浅的地方。
They remain in this very very little knowledge of the Lord.
所以他们有点好像跟不上。
They can't reach.
然后另外一个情况比较糟糕，跟不下去了。
And another thing is, you know, they couldn't follow anymore.
对，他没办法在有那个看见当做他的动力呢，能够真实的跟随主。
They don't have, you know, that being that can become a strength, the source to keep following the Lord, to sustain them.
对，所以哈，你会发现。这边跟从主也有关系，属灵的看见跟从主有关系。
So you see that spiritual seeing has to do with following the Lord.
当我们很多事情好像在黑暗当中看不见，只是看见表面的时候。
When lot of things, you know, we're in darkness and we only see the outside.
对，虽然也许你还在聚会。
Maybe you're still gathering.
也许还在谢饭祷告。
Maybe you still pray, you know, you give grace.
也许你已经有点跟不上去。
Maybe you already can reach where the Lord wants you to be.
所以属灵的看见能够帮助我们继续的跟从主。
So spiritual seeing can help us to keep following the Lord.
所以彼得在这边这些事情上面看见什么东西呢？
What did Peter see in this thing?
我猜想。
I can just guess.
彼得对主的那个吃主的肉啊，喝主的血，可能明白一点，但是不是。
In a matter of eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, maybe he has some understanding, but not fully understood.
可是我的感觉哈，彼得有一件事情看得很清楚。
I feel that Peter has seen something really clearly.
就是说，主有永生之道，我没有其他地方可以跟了，没有其他地方有永生之道。这件事情他看得很清楚。
He sees clearly that the Lord Jesus has the words of eternal life. There is no other place that I can find.
我在可能两三年前
maybe two or three years ago
我可能跟弟兄姊妹交通到类似的事情
I may have shared about the similar thing
就是说彼得的感觉哈，主甚至说甚至给他一个机会说你也要走吗
you know in Peter this feeling like God gives him Jesus gives him the feeling that you know, are you going to leave me too
对甚至给我感觉好像主是但主不是故意要鼓励他，但是这句话有点变相的说，你如果要走的话，也可以走。
Not that the Lord is encouraging him to leave him, but it seemed like you know it's with you, you know this is kind of how the Lord is. You can decide whether you want to go on with me.
所以，哇！所以彼得看见说，哇，好些人都退了。
So Peter see many went away.
也许彼得也不完全真的当时这么明白。
Maybe Peter did not fully understand.
所以当主问他说，你要跟着他们一起这样子退吗？
So when the Lord asked him, will you also go away?
所以他刚好有个下台阶就可以跟他们一起退，有可能。
He has, you know, he has one way out, you know, he can follow them and leave.
但是彼得这边有一个清楚的看见。
But here Peter sees really clearly.
他说他知道说，如果他退的话呢？他没有其他地方有永生之道。
He knows that if he went back, there is nowhere where he can find words of eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我常用一句，我用一句话鼓励。
I have a word, yeah, to encourage.
就是说我们是一批无路可走的人。
You know, we are people with no other way to go.
对，也就是说我们没有其他路可以退了。
There is no going back.
所以弟兄姊妹要多举一些例子。
List some examples.
比如说有一天主真的叫我们看见，世界上的事情只是短暂。
Maybe one day the Lord will open our eyes to see that what is of the world is only temporary.
然后只是许多的虚空。
It's all in vain. It's empty.
对，所以今天主说。你要不要？你不要跟着我，你可以回去原来那个情况。
The Lord may say to us, you know, you don't have to follow me. You can go back to where you were.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的有这种感觉的话，你回不去。
If you have this feeling, you would not be able to return.
你没办法回去那种虚空的光景。
You can't return to vanity.
我想，就是那个。比如说，你在婚姻当中，
Maybe in marriage.
如果我是活在原本的光景，是肉体的光景的话。
If I live in my previous condition, in the flesh.
对，我常常在想我的婚姻一定是一团糟。
I always, you know, always think that, you know, marriage is a mess.
但是感谢主，有主的同在呢，我们才有可能走向一个有神的爱充满的婚姻。
We know that, you know, because of God, we thank Him for His presence, that we can enter in, we can continue in this marriage that's filled with His love.
对，所以如果有人问说，你要退去吗？
Maybe someone asked you, are you going to go back?
我退去的话，那个我就回到那个原本那个整个一团糟的情况。
If I go back, I'll enter into what was a mess in the past.
然后我现在信主，我知道，我慢慢知道怎么把孩子带到该走的方向。
After I come to the Lord, I know, you know how to bring the kids to direct them into the way of the Lord.
然后现在我能够退去吗
？Can I go back?
那我退去的话，我把小孩带到什么地步
？If I go back, where do I bring my kids to?
就像世人一样，就在那边追求社会地位，追求他的这个社会成就吗？
To let them pursue worldly matters,
最后就进到地狱嘛。
And to enter into hell.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们回不去。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot turn back.
所以，我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们跟彼得慢慢有相同的看见。
I hope that brothers and sisters that we will have the same seeing as Peter.
我们只有一条路是永生之道。
There is only one way, the words of eternal life.
那是有盼望、有生命、有福、有喜乐的道路。
It's a way that renders hope. There's joy, and it's a blessed life.
也许这个撒旦有一天说，哎呀，你不要跟从主。
Maybe Satan will come to you and tell you, don't follow the Lord anymore.
也许有一天世界对你吸引很大，说你就回来吧。
Maybe the world, you know, attract you to a point that, you know, ask you to come back.
有一天，也许你对你自己很失望，哎呀，我怎么还是这个样子？
Maybe you're very you know, disappointed with yourself. Why am I still this way?
但是你一定要真的看见说没有其他的。
But you really have to see that you have no other way.
就是在怎么样的情况，我们一定要跟从主跟到底。
No matter under what circumstances, we have to follow the Lord all the way.
所以当我读彼得这次的主带领他的时候
，When I read how the Lord led him, led Peter this. In this passage,
对我的心中深处的感觉就是说，我们就只有这么一条路可以走。
Deep in my heart, I feel that we only have this one way to go.
所以这个属灵的看见呢，一方面帮助彼得看见自己肉体，看见世界的虚空。
This spiritual seeing allow Peter to see his own self and also to see the vanity in this world.
同时也看见主在那边有一个。美好的道理。
And also see this wonderful way of the Lord.
所以这个属灵的看见呢，就怎么讲 ，carry 就把这个彼得呢，能够一直带离这次的这个危机。
That is the spiritual seeing carry Peter through this crisis.
他就继续的跟从主。
That he continue to follow the Lord.
最后一个。
The last example.
路加福音二十二章三十三节。
In Luke chapter 23, verse
33。路加福音22章33跟34。
Chapter 22, verse 33-34。
彼得说主啊我就是从你下监从你受死也是甘心耶稣说彼得我告诉你今日鸡还没有叫你要三次说不认得我
And he said unto him Lord I am ready to go with thee both into prison and to death And he said I tell thee Peter the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me
那个彼得说我就是跟你关在监狱里面跟你一起死呢我也都可以。
Peter told the Lord, I'm ready to go with him in prison and to death.
我们看同一章22章61节。
The same chapter, verse 61.
主转过身来看彼得，彼得便想起主对他所说的话，今日鸡叫以前你要三次不认我，他就出去痛哭。
And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
所以这个是彼得三次不认主了。
This is the third time that he did not that he denied him.
对，主就看了他一下。
The Lord looked at him.
然后彼得才想到之前才说我要跟主一起死，我都可以。
Then Peter remembered that he told the Lord, I'm ready to die with you. And he went out and cried. And when the Lord resurrected, John chapter 22,
彼得福音二十一章十五节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, love thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yes, Lord, thou know that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs.
然后最后念。
Verse 19.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”
This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God, and what he has spoken. When he had spoken this, he said unto him, "Follow me."
所以弟兄姊妹，这个彼得又经过了一次的危机。
So Peter went through another crisis.
他有三次否认主的一个重大的失败。
He has this failure, that he denied the Lord three times.
但是这个重大的失败的结尾呢，却是正面。
The result of this failure is very positive.
然后耶稣又再次跟他说：“你跟从我吧。”
The Lord Jesus told him again, "Follow me."
所以他就继续的。更深的跟从主。
And he continued in a deeper way following the Lord.
这件事情啊，跟爱主有关系。
This matter has to do with loving God.
也跟我们里面啊，我们第一彼得第一次那件事情呢，是跟他外面的能力有关系。
The first thing has to do with Peter's outward strength.
他是捕鱼的，或者说我们是一个很会做事的人。
Maybe he was a fisherman, and maybe for us, we are very capable of doing things.
但这一次呢，你会发现主在对付他里面的能力。
But this time we see that the Lord is dealing with his inner strength.
彼得他是在十二门徒里面呢，是应该是最至少在地位上是最年长。
Maybe he was the most senior of the 12.
基本上如果有排名的话，他应该是排第一名。
Maybe if we line them up, he might be the first one.
所以对于彼得来讲呢
，So to Peter,
他应该是里面最爱主。
He's the one that loved the Lord the most.
然后别人都能够失败，他不会失败。
Others can fail, but not him.
别人跑掉了。他甚至可以跟主同死。
Others may run away, but he can go and die with the Lord.
他里面一直觉得自己是这样子。
He feels that he is such a person.
然后彼得要神要让他这次认识到说，什么是真的爱主。
The Lord wants to show him what it truly means to love the Lord.
哎，弟兄姊妹，你们会不会觉得很奇怪？
Do you think this is really weird?
就是说，主如果要我们爱他的话，我们通常会。觉得是这个样子。
Maybe when we think the Lord wants us to love Him, it should be this way.
就是说他把他的那个温暖呢，然后充满在我们心里面，哇，然后我们就有个反应，我们就很爱主。
Like He's filling our heart with such warmth, and then we'll respond with so much love for Him.
所以我们觉得说，如果主要帮助我们爱主的话，应该好像应该是这样子。
If the Lord were to help us to love Him, it should be this way.
No, 不是。
It is not.
主在带领门徒爱他的时候呢。
When the
他让门徒失败。
When the Lord is leading his disciples to love him, he let them fail.
为什么?
Why?
因为这是一个属灵的看见。
Because this is a spiritual seeing.
就是说你越看见你自己天然的爱是不可靠的时候。
When you see how undependable your natural love is.
你就越看见神是怎么，他的爱是怎么样浩大。
Then the more you see how great his love is.
对，这个是属灵的原则。
It's a spiritual principle.
所以我今天也许不能讲太多。
I may not cover so much today.
但是，弟兄姊妹，慢慢你会发现。
But slowly you will realize.
当你愿意有心要主的时候。
When you have a desire heart for the Lord.
然后你好像经历过一些失败。
You may have gone through some failure.
很有可能这些失败对你是有益处。
Maybe these failures are good for you.
神就是借着这些失败呢，把你带进一个属灵的看见。
And through all these failures, God bring you into spiritual seeing.
所以彼得以前不认识自己。
Peter in the past did not know himself.
我是最年长，是第一名，我是最爱主。
And the most elder of all, you know, I'm the first. I love the Lord the most.
他可能自己都深深的这么觉得。
In him, he might have feel this way.
但是主把他的里面真的光景暴露出来了。
But the Lord, you know, show him what is truly inside of him.
所以当他这样子，他突然清楚的认识自己了。
And all of a sudden, he know himself.
然后他又看见主是怎么样用爱把他挽回的。
And he see how the Lord uses love to bring him back.
他就发现说，哇，原来，他这一次他就觉得不敢太有把握。
This time he wasn't that sure.
他主耶稣问他说，你爱我吗？
The Lord asked him if he loved him.
他没有直接说主啊，我爱你，我要为你而死。他这次不敢这样子。
He did not say that, you know, Lord, I love you, I'm going to die for you.
他是用一种很有点没有把握的语气说，主啊，你知道，你知道。
He speaking in such a tone that wasn't very sure that, you know, Lord, you know that I love you.
但是彼得已经变了，已经不同了。
But Peter has changed.
他这次是反而是真正的。被主的爱所吸引。
But this time indeed he was being attracted by God's love.
他这次反而真的被主的爱所激励所圈住了。
He was constrained by the Lord's love.
所以当我们里面光景被好像暴露出来的时候。
When our inward condition has been shown out.
对，然后我们就开始明白原来爱的源头是从主来的。
When that is being exposed, then we truly see, you know, the source of the love that is from God.
然后我们开始明白，原来主的爱是不舍的爱。
Then we see that the Lord's love, it's one that will not let us go.
就算我们三次不认主。
Even if we deny the Lord three times.
他也要三次把我们恢复过来。
Three times, he will bring us back.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
这个很多方面
There are many areas
有时候你觉得自己很有自信
Maybe you're very confident
有时候你觉得自己是很有道义
That you're
很 righteous
That you're very righteous
很多时候你觉得你能够爱人
Many times you feel that you can love people
但是主好像会有一种情况把你放在失败的情况。
But the Lord may put you in a situation where you fail.
然后他再把你扶持起来。
And then he raised you up again.
然后你就开始有属灵的看见。
And you start to have spiritual seeing.
然后主的爱就圈住我们。
And the Lord's love constrained us.
我们就真实的碰见主。
And we truly have touched the Lord.
然后主就再次对他说。
And the Lord said to him again.
你跟从我吧。
Follow me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们觉得主实在是花了很多很大的力气在那边带领门徒。
The Lord really used a lot of strength to lead his disciples.
对，彼得只是一个没有什么学问的渔夫。
Peter is one that's just a fisherman.
彼得一个渔夫啊，很可能是很怎么讲，很粗糙，就是说 他不细心的人。
He might not be very detailed and sensitive.
我看不见。对，他不是那种很细心的。Delicate.
But the Lord brought him to the point where he can be used by God.
你会发现第一次主说，第一次彼得说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
When the first time Peter said, "Depart from me, I am a sinner."
然后他看见了一些事情。
He sees some things.
然后他就撇下了船跟网，就跟随主。
He forsook the ship and the net and followed the Lord.
然后第二次他说，主啊，你有永生之道，我还跟从谁呢？
And the second time he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
他就没有向第四其他的人退去，不再与主同行。
This time he did not follow the rest of them. He continued to follow the Lord.
一些的看见呢，维持他继续与主同行。
Some seeing has brought him to sustain him to continue to follow the Lord.
第三次说呢？
The third time.
他说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”
Lord, indeed, you know that I love you.
所以这一次呢，主再次呼召他继续的跟从他。
This time, the Lord again called him to follow him.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们继续学习跟从主。
So brothers and sisters, may we continue to learn to follow the Lord.
我们有个里面愿意的心好，我们要真实的看见他。
That in us there is this willingness of heart to truly see him.
有些情况他让我们认识自己，这个是不要怕，这是好的。
Some circumstances he allows us to see ourselves. Do not be afraid. This is good.
他帮助我们过去风闻有你，但是今天亲眼见到。
He'll help us to see that you know in the past we have only heard of him, but today we see him.
好，那我们就祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们在地同感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
谢谢主，你的确是用无比的忍耐在那里细心的带领我们。
Lord, that you have used your long suffering to lead us.
当我们有一点点愿意跟随你的心的时候。
That when we have a little heart to follow you.
主啊，你就总是扶持我们。
That you always sustain us.
你安排环境让我们认识自己。
You arrange circumstances that we will know ourselves.
你也向我们显现你自己的美丽。
And you appear to us and show us your beauty.
主啊，但愿你真是向我们从心里面说。
Lord, that you let us to speak from our hearts.
主啊，除了你以外，我们没有其他人可以跟随。
For there is no one we can follow.
主啊，愿你在这里呼召我们。
Lord, that you call us here.
我们感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.